Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A proposal by Major League Baseball could result in the cut of 40 minor league teams. The Major League Baseball's plan, aimed at cutting costs, would eliminate at least 25% of the 160 affiliated minor league teams and trim the Major League draft from 40 rounds to 20 or 25. Now, the changes, if approved, would start after the 2020 season, which is when the current professional baseball agreement, a deal between Major League Baseball and the minor leagues, expires. The key part of the proposal involves teams below the Class A level, but Class A teams and above are expected to be on the cut list too. Herein lies the problem. The Greenville Drive play in Class A. One idea that has been floated in the reported plan would be hacking the 14-team South Atlantic League, a South Atlantic League that holds the Greenville Drive as a member, from 14 teams to 6 teams, but adding a new Mid-Atlantic League that may or may not include the Greenville Drive, but wouldn't seem to fit them geographically. The River Dogs are a New York Yankees affiliate out of this area. Columbia Fireflies out of this area. New York Mets. North Augusta Green Jackets for the San Francisco Giants. The Greenville Drive are, of course, an affiliate of the Boston Red Sox. They're in the low-level Class A South Atlantic League. Oy, oy, oy. The Myrtle Beach Pelicans of the Chicago Cubs are in the high Class A Carolina League. And here's what's most concerning. The presidents of these clubs are not returning calls or questions about this issue. That screams that they are worried about it. They're worried about it and that this is a serious concern. Now, J.J. Cooper is a senior editor for Baseball America, and he said this is the biggest potential change for minor league baseball since 1962. Minor League Baseball spokesperson Jeff Lance said an early proposal is setting up a long process. And this wasn't information that was supposed to be leaked, Lonzo. This was leaked, and now everybody's freaking out about it, well before it was supposed to be brought to a vote. Lance says, while it's unfortunate that this information was leaked, there are still several rounds of negotiations to go, and we're hopeful for an agreement that will be in the best interests of both parties. So it's out there, and it's leaked, and it's very much real, and the teams now know about it, and the teams aren't commenting on it because they're about as scared as this of this as I am of my surgery. All right? But a big part of this is that Major League Baseball wants to control the minor league teams, and they can't control so many of them. There are also financial concerns here, major financial concerns. Now, Cooper, the Baseball America senior editor, says that, you know, a big part of the proposal is Major League's desire to have more control, and he gave the example of the AA Greenville Braves move to Mississippi. At that time, it was Minor League Baseball's responsibility to bring a new team to the city. So that fell under Minor League Baseball's watch. You're going to take our Braves away? You got to put another team here. That meant they had to put out feelers to teams and vet potential owners, etc. The league eventually settled on the Red Sox and a Class A South Atlantic League availability that brought a new team to Greenville, and the Greenville Drive have been here since 2006. But under the new proposal, Major League Baseball would largely be the entity overseeing such a move. Major League Baseball also wants to restructure leagues based on geography. They want to eliminate long bus rides that are sometimes 12 to 14 hours for teams. That's like my parents' drive from Lakeland, Florida, up here. Was 11 and a half round trip, even longer in a bus. The MLB does not want to see its farm teams in less than ideal situations. But you say, well, the Greenville Drive, they do very well with attendance. That might not matter. it shouldn't even play a huge role. Last year, the River Dogs, Charleston's, had a third consecutive year of eclipsing 300,000 fans. That's a benchmark that AA and AAA use as a marker of success. And so in the end, JT Cooper says it sets the table for a contentious negotiating period. What does the Greenville Drive mean to this area, ladies and gentlemen? What do they mean to this area? 1-844-477-3776. Because I'm of the belief that the Greenville Drive and that amazingly beautiful stadium, Pedro Gomez of ESPN even tweeted about it this year as he was covering a Dustin Pedroia rehab assignment. He said, if there is a better environment, a better scene in minor league baseball, I haven't seen it. See, I think the Greenville Drive, and I think the Greenville Swamp Rabbits, and I think the Greenville Triumph are all steps in the right direction to one day having a major league professional team in this particular area. We've already illustrated to you that this area is now the 58th ranked market in the country. It is larger than Buffalo, has an NFL team. It is larger than Birmingham, had an AAF team, Alliance of American Football team. Okay, this area, the upstate, is becoming large enough to house these teams. And if you're just going to contract a team, I think that's a really potential dark day for the future. And you're cutting 25% of the minor league baseball teams. There's 160 teams. Lonzo, I pulled up the attendance for the South Atlantic League in 2019. The league leader in attendance is the Greenville Drive. And Lonzo, shame on you, shame on me, because you and I don't get out there to the games as often as we should. I went to Floor Field this year, but I didn't get out there, shame on me, to see a Greenville Drive game. I went out there to see the Palmetto rivalry in baseball, and it was amazing, and I felt like I was at like a 1960s Kentucky Derby. Like, the way the stadium is laid out is beautiful. It was surreal. It was packed. It just felt like I was in 1960s bliss, like The Natural or something, man. It felt like a great level of surreal to be there for me. I mean, it was just an amazing, amazing feeling. The Greenville Drive led the league in attendance. What would losing the Greenville Drive to this area mean?
You know what? I don't know. And I'm not really the person to ask. I have been to several games, especially when they first opened up. It was a big deal, and it is a beautiful...
That's as beautiful as it gets, isn't it?
Especially the area was pretty bad before this, and they've fixed the area. They put that in there. They've made it a destination, and the team does well and with attendance, and they have good gimmicks, and they have... I don't know. I don't know enough baseball fans to know how much this would hurt if we lose them. I remember it was a big deal when we lost the Greenville Braves. I know a lot of people were upset about that. I don't know if it's the same kind of thing if we were to lose the Drive.
You know what? The Greenville Drive drew 329,733 fans this year. If they're going to contract the Drive, screw you, Major League Baseball. You know, Hagerstown drew 918 fans a game, Lonzo. 918 fans a game. 918 fans a game. I don't know if you know, Lonzo, but Hagerstown is located in Butte, Montana, and their mascot is the platypi. Okay? But for Greenville to be number one and for Greenville suddenly to be in danger, number one in attendance, best minor league baseball park, that would be the crime of all crimes to take that team away from this city. And I'll tell you, the Red Sox, I grew up a Yankees fan. The Red Sox are my least favorite team in the whole country. I wish for anything that this was still a Braves affiliate. But it's still damn cool to have a baseball team playing in that park in this area, man. It is still damn cool. And Major League Baseball better keep their grubby, greedy paws off of this. Because when I do topics highlighting how the ratings in baseball have declined from 25 for the World Series, a rating of 25, which is massive in the 80s, to a rating of an 8. So it's decreased by over 300% the ratings for the World Series. All the Major League Baseball nerds hit me with, it's never been better financially. Look at the financials. The financials are outstanding. Well, if the financials are outstanding, you lay your damn paws off the Greenville Drive, man. Because that team is drawing. That team has a beautiful park. That team is an integral part of this city. Lay your damn paws off. You hear me? Are we clear?